Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Whitney Rose, who tells us why she thought Jen Shah's arrest was a prank, what she really thinks about this season, and how she's keeping things spicy with her husband in the bedroom. I saw the first episode and wow, it's going to be quite a season. It's going to be very, very drama filled and a lot to expect. But what are you most looking forward to for fans to see this season?
This season's a big one. Aside from Jen being arrested and all the other rumors that are circling, I actually launched my new business, Wild Rose Beauty. So it's a big season for me. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone.
That's great. Congratulations. And it seems like you and your husband are trying to spice things up in the bedroom a little bit this season too.
Yes. Listen, we've been married. It'll be 12 years. We're coming up on 12 years and the dynamics in our relationship have shifted with me being pulled to my company more than the family and the home. So yes, you'll get to see us navigate some of the new, the new struggles and the, you know, the new way of life with me being focused on my business.
Yeah. And how did the show, how did the show affect your marriage at all? If it did?
So the show has actually been great for my marriage. Mm-hmm. It has forced us to communicate more and work on, truly communication. I thought I was always a good communicator, but the show has really showed me that while I'm good at sharing my feelings and opinions, I am not the best communicator. So it's actually helped Justin and I come closer together and become stronger.
Yeah. Did you ever pay or do you ever pay attention to what, you know, fans or trolls or things like that have to say about your age difference?
I mean, I've definitely read it, but I don't choose to acknowledge it.
That's good. That is a good thing. What did the kids think about your portrayal of on last season of the show? And were they excited to kind of, you know, be back on the show again this season? Because we see the birthday party in the first episode too, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, my kids last season, they were a little bummed because they felt like, you know, we only saw a small portion of who I am. And this season we get to see more for sure. They have not seen the first episode yet. So I think that they're going to be a little shocked by that party that we had, the foam hot tub party, but it's, they love it. My family's super supportive.
That's great. Did anybody eat that cake?
You know what? Everyone who partook in tequila ate the cake.
I love it. I love it. What do you think is one of like the biggest misconceptions that fans have about you?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think the pot stirring and the, you know, I think that people mistake my kindness for weakness.
Yeah.
And I've been called a pot stir a few times and I'm like, no, that's just called being the only one willing to say what the writing on the wall is. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So I think just my strength. I think sometimes my kindness is mistaken for weakness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are some of those things, if you can tease, that you're going to kind of call out this season?
Well, I think we see it in the trailer. Mm-hmm. There's some rumors circling Mary Cosby.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that are big ones that have already always been there, but it's, you'll see us talk about it for the first time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody has seen the trailer, but yes, you kind of say that there's rumors that the church is a cult. I mean, what was kind of her response when you said that to her and how did this kind of shift the dynamic going forward this season?
Well, I can tell you that episodes are going to be amazing. There's a lot to unpack there. And I want to save it for the episodes because it is truly, I think everyone's going to be surprised by the level of drama outside of Jen's arrest.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the whole, this is a great season for Salt Lake City. We'll just say that.
Would you say that like this, the drama between you and Mary kind of parallels to what's going on with Jen drama wise?
No. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. And then we also have a new housewife in the mix. How did you respond with Jenny? How do you guys get along? And what did you think that she kind of brings to it?
Yeah, I love Jenny. She mm-hmm. is an amazing addition to Salt Lake City. She is small but mighty. She is fierce. She's fun. She is not scared to call it out. And as a pot stirrer, I'm grateful to have another woman who is fearless in their opinions and calling the kettle black, if you will.
Yeah. Did she kind of get right in there and let her opinions be known?
Oh, day one.
Mm-hmm.
Day one. I mean, I think you see it in the teaser where she's like, you're not my mom. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. And, yeah. You know, obviously Jen's arrest is a big part of this season. I mean, what was it like being there when she got that phone call? And did you have any idea of what was kind of going on behind the scenes with her?
I had no idea. That was one of the most shocking experiences I've ever been through. I still kind of forget that it happened. I think I blacked it out a little bit. It was intense, unexpected, and it just didn't feel like real life as it was unfolding. I mean, at the beauty lab when we were on the bus and she got that phone call, then she left, we had so many different agencies, federal agencies there that I thought that they were in costumes. I thought Jen got a strippers.
Oh my God.
That's really? Something you don't see, but I really thought that it was so out there because you had Homeland Security, FBI, NYPD, and a SWAT team. I thought that Jen, and none of their outfits matched, so I thought Jen got strippers. I thought it was like a prank.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's amazing. I mean, that's crazy. And you know, we do see in the trailer that you say to Meredith, or you were suspecting that maybe Meredith had something to do with tipping off the feds. Did that spark a big problem between everybody? And do you still feel that way?
No, I mean, I don't want to give up too much, but I don't think that Meredith actually called the feds or had anything to do with that. But as you'll see the episodes build, there's a big question mark.
Yeah. I mean, in the whole Jen versus Meredith drama going on with her son, whose side are you on in that one?
Well, that absolutely, as a mother, Meredith, you don't go after children.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Jen kept like liking tweets and Instagram posts about Brock?
Brooks?
Brooks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Meredith and I, his son, are the same name.
Yes.
We both have a Brooks. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked because if you're saying you're sorry and you didn't mean it, that's not, you didn't do it, but the likes and retweets keep happening, then yeah, even if it's someone in your camp, you're still responsible for it.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, did you have Jen's back through all of this, or was Heather the lone housewife that kind of showed her support for her?
You know what? I do. I was very supportive and kind to Jen. I offered her grace and kindness. You'll see me go probably full circle. I had it was a roller coaster of emotions because naturally, it's human nature to think, wow, how does this impact me, my family, my business, it was a pretty great opportunity to challenge myself of what kind of friend am I and how am I going to show up for Jen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You'll see, it takes a minute to get there, but I chose to match Jen with what she gave me.
Mm-hmm.
If she's being kind, I'll be kind back.
Sure. How is she doing now?
She seems to be doing great.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't think I'd be doing as well as she is if I was in her shoes.
If you were in her shoes, would you have kept filming the show?
That's really hard to say because I don't know what it would be like to be in her shoes. That's one of my biggest question marks there of, you know, we're still receiving information. So that is one question mark I have is, the show aspect of it all, but no, I don't think I would.
Yeah. Who are you closest with this season?
Definitely Heather. Bad weather comes in strong. Whitney and Heather, bad weather. I actually grew very close to Jenny.
Okay.
And then you'll see some of my, and Meredith and I are close, of course. You'll see some of my relationships change, some digress and some develop. So
Was that surprising to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really surprising. Didn't expect it.
Were you actually surprised that Lisa was getting so close with Jen despite Jen and Meredith's rocky relationship?
Yeah, that's a difficult one. It never added up or makes sense. It still doesn't make much sense, but it's like I said, we are all challenged with the task of what kind of friend we want to be in the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's up to Lisa, but yeah, their sudden connection was a little odd.
Yeah. How has life changed for you since becoming a housewife?
Oh, it's great. I'm a lot busier.
Yeah.
I have two full-time jobs plus the family. So I love it. All the opportunities are incredible. I love all of the support from the Bravo community. Yeah. And I'm still at the stage where it's fun to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
it's great.
Have you had any weird fan experiences?
Nothing too. Yeah, actually I had a woman come up to me and ask me, I was just sitting at a local restaurant and she came up and told me her whole life story about her marriage and she wants to get divorced. And I was just like, I'm on Real Housewives. Right. Like I'm not a therapist.
This is not a therapy session. I love it. All right. So before we wrap up, like I said, I just have these co-star secrets. So I'll just list everybody's name and then you just tell me like something fun about them. And then I have some questions to prompt you if you need some help or anything like that. So first one, Heather.
Something people don't realize is she actually gets a lot of attention from men. She gets a lot of attention. And one of our favorite things to do is go to a local restaurant bar and sit there and the men just line up to talk to her. I don't know why she doesn't choose to date one of them, but she definitely gets attention from men.
I love it. Jenny.
Jenny is so much fun. She's actually a great dancer and singer.
Mm-hmm.
She is singing karaoke for all of us.
Mary.
Actually, something shocking about Mary is I got her to dance this season. I got her on the stripper pole.
That's so interesting.
Tune in for that one.
Was that hard to do?
It was actually surprisingly easy in the moment, but I never thought it would happen.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Meredith.
Meredith. Oh, she is usually peaceful, but she comes in hot. She, as you've seen, she definitely engages. Mm-hmm. And she is spicy.
Lisa.
Lisa can actually twerk and do the splits.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. And Jen?
I saw a softer side of Jen this season that I didn't think I would ever see. She actually does come from a great family and has a lot of family support that I think we heard about but didn't see in season one. So
who would you say caused the most drama this season?
Jen.
Is she scared about the future?
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
And she puts on such a brave face and talks so positively about all of it. That she doesn't really ever crack that hard shell, but I would imagine she has to be, but I don't know.
Yeah. And then a couple more questions. Who turns it on the most for the cameras?
Heather,
really? How come or how so?
Probably Heather and I combined. Like Heather and I are a pretty dynamic duo and the cameras turn on. Heather's just always on. She's funny. She just never stops talking and always has some sort of movie one-liner or a pop culture reference. And she just leads with the humor.
Definitely. And then is there one moment that wasn't caught on camera from last season that you wish fans got to see or one moment that you wish never aired?
Oh, for Justin's birthday party, we actually went to my friend's club, Park City Live, and we got to hang out with Lil Jon, and he did a special performance for Justin that we didn't get to see. So,
oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. I love that. Well, Whitney, I'm so excited for fans to see the first episode and the entire season. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be, I think, one of the best Housewife seasons ever.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.